Namaste. Oh boy, not only has Reverend Kendra let me do a sermon, she has gone and left me alone. God help us all. You, Me, and Mobius, Part 1. When growing as a parent with a 3- and 5-year-old, you come across moments a couple times each day where you and your child learn something. The learning could be academic, social, something like when you fall, pick yourself up, brush yourself off. Ah, boomba. I've gotten fond of tagging these learning moments with my 5- and 3-year-olds by saying, "It's just part of living and learning, bubby." You can fill in any term of endearment. It's just part of living and learning, honey. This sermon grows from a book called The Hidden Wholeness by Parker J. Palmer. It took me months to work my way through this book. Months. Not because the reading was difficult. It took me months because it is countercultural. And being enculturated, I found myself rejecting, arguing, or otherwise having to process almost every one of his assertions. His assertions are rooted in a Quaker context that within you lies a complete truth and a perfect truth, a perfect you. So across the next 10 minutes or 15, let's explore some of the conflicts I encountered and hopefully discover a healthy metaphor. First, we'll take a strip of paper. And we're not going to tape anything yet. Yeah, I can think I can fly solo without my notes on this part. When we come into life, we're kind of like this piece of paper. We're just us. We have freedom of movement, we respond, we react, we send things out into the world, no filters. Somewhere in our childhood, either at home or school or church, we discover that it's not exactly safe to live unfiltered. And that isn't entirely wrong. We begin to see ourselves like our skin, where the outside is out and the inside is in, and we'll police the difference. Growing from that and seeing ourselves as a circle can lend to some healthy thinking. It can. It's where many religious traditions get the sense of centeredness. That there is something good and healthy and special and important right inside you, right in the center of you. And it can do marvelous things for you and the world. But if we hold our circles sideways, we begin to see that it is also like circling the wagons. And this is where some trouble begins, because it's inside in and outside out. And just like our skin keeps the outside out and the inside in, our worldview begins to separate us from what we want to show to the world, our onstage life, and what we know or think we know on the inside. Inside in and outside out. This separation keeps us internally divided and separate from one another as well. It also lends itself to an unhealthy way of helping others. It leaves us invading them or evading them and their problems. In our culture, when we go to help, we go to set someone straight. We go to give them perspective. We diagnose their problem. We question them, we criticize them, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. we are separated inside and out, and we're separated from one another. We don't feel we can help, or we feel we have no right to interfere, and so we avoid our problem, or our family and friends' problems, or our community's problems, or we simply avoid them, the people. August Ferdinand Möbius was a German mathematician, and he was born in 1790, and he died in 1868. And he probably did all sorts of wonderful work in his world in his days. But he's most famous for what we're about to do, and this is where you can get a piece of tape. If you separate your circle just a little bit, and just pick one side or the other, and turn it half, way around, and you'll see one side appears to be the inside and one side appears to be the outside. And then tape it. And you, for the first time since fifth grade, have made a Möbius strip. I loved the Möbius strip at the Boston Museum of Science with the train on it. I don't know if it's still on display, but the times I went there, I loved to watch it around and around and around, and it just mystified me as a young person and entertained me as an adult. I invite you to trace your finger along the outside of your strip, and soon you'll notice you change to the inside, what appears to be the inside. Keep tracing, and you come to what appears to be the outside. Apparently the inside. Apparently the outside. Here is the magic of the metaphor. If we make the mental leap to see that we continually co-create our reality, inside and outside, outside and inside, we are creating our reality. So this sermon is actually You, Me, and Möbius, part one. And part one today is to explore the metaphor of the Möbius strip to improve our wholeness and to improve our search for our wholeness. I endeavor to help us toward a calming of our wariness and a healing of our separateness. Unlike the circle, there is a continual interchange with the Möbius strip. And we can practice awareness of the inside being shared outward and the outside being welcomed, even filtered inside. I assert that this metaphor works for introverts and extroverts. When you are aware of your flow, your style, and you sit comfortably in yourself with your truths, then style doesn't matter. Your way of processing, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, doesn't matter. Kindness does. Wholeness does. Grace does. Good works do. Walk wide aware. So, some of us are invaded and evaded. Some of us have been actively harmed. Some of us have unconsciously co-created in ways that are unhealthy, dangerous, and maybe death-dealing to our relationships, our good works, and even to hope itself. What are some ways to get aware and stay aware? this is kind of a little bit of an aside, there's a group called a Clearness Committee in the Quaker tradition. If we go back to the assumption that your perfect truth is inside you, and we further assume that you need a safe place to hear yourself, then it may be achieved by a group of people willing to ask you open-ended and honest questions. Questions on people who don't invade you and don't evade the fact that you have a question in your life. And then they listen. And then as you speak, hopefully you hear your truth. In Unitarian Universalist circles, these clearness committees are sometimes known as circles of trust. Fuse will be experimenting with a clearness committee with me as the guinea pig. We will be exploring my school choice and my development as a future minister. But you can be your own clearness committee. I remember Kendra's recent sermon where she shared her friend's strategy of asking many people an open-ended question about choosing change and how they had discerned their answers. A kind of clearness committee in reverse. And I thank Bill Downell for that insight. With his Quaker background, he's been communicating with me on and off at coffee hour about clearness committees. And he said, you know that thing Kendra talked about? That's a clearness committee in reverse. And every person can do that. Either as themselves, they can start asking open-ended questions that don't imply an answer, that don't foist a judgment on themselves or others. Or when they ask questions of people they trust, to be a little more careful about how they ask them. I reassert, when you are aware of your flow and you sit comfortably in yourself, in your truths, then style doesn't matter. Kindness does, wholeness does, grace does, and good works do. I invite you to be aware. I invite you to consciously co-create in ways that are life-giving, life-affirming, and loving. I invite you over the next month to play and experiment with this metaphor in your thinking and your living. Be aware of what you are sending out and how you are sending it out, and be aware of what you are allowing in. Be aware even of what you're not allowing in, as you have the final say of yes or no for yourself, and you hold your truth. And you have full rights to protect your personal sacred space. But the reality is, the inside comes out and the outside comes in. So how do you learn and grow? I invite you to part two of this sermon. Some Sunday this May. I invite you to remain a holy and special people that I know you to be. Undivided, whole, living, learning, and evolving. It's just part of living and learning, beloved community. It's just part of living and learning.